Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Better Advertising with Better Media. This is Destiny Wishon, your co-host, and I'm incredibly excited today because I have the opportunity to interview one of our incredible employees, Adam Fanbali. Adam, for one, thank you so much for being here. For two, I am super excited to dive into today's topic, which is advertising on Prime Day, which I know you have a lot of experience in. So if you want to kick us off with a quick background on, you know, your history with Prime Day, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, so I've been doing Prime Days now, almost 8-9 years. So worked with so many brands over the years on Prime Day. So it's been an interesting experience for each one. And then everyone has their own unique strategy. So it's been a fun almost decade doing this now. So
isn't it funny to think about when we began, Prime Day like wasn't a holiday. Fake event. and now customers understand that Prime Day is a Black Friday, Cyber Monday, right? They are waiting. 100%. They're having the conversations now, just as we are, of this is going to be a really large event. Let's save money and stop purchasing until then, potentially. Maybe a little proactively. I think we're a little early out right now, but it's important for us to start diving into this topic because Prime Day does take a lot of work, which is exhausting because it feels like we're just now coming off of Q4 and all of the chaos. Then you go straight into New Year, and then the moment you hit spring break, it's like, no. We need to focus on the next big holiday, which is Prime Day. So you put together an incredible checklist that we're going to be sharing alongside this podcast, but I wanted to go through just some of the callouts you had and some of the things that you've personally dealt with during Prime Day. So we're obviously proactively having the discussion because there can be a lot of planning that goes into Prime Day. What are some of the biggest things that you see brands needing to capitalize 100% around this time?
Yeah, I really think it boils down to the foundation on Amazon, and everything will roll up to advertising eventually, from your content, your promotions, your operations. But your foundation, you know, if you're developing an ad strategy and you're sending traffic there, that content has to be on point. And what I mean by that is, you know, not just having a few images and a few bullets, like doing a lot of research on your competitors, what they're doing, and retrofitting your content strategy. So when you launch ads or when you launch new ad types, then it's going to pages that heavily convert and they have a great customer experience because we're looking at 1 to 3 seconds to capture that Amazon customer's attention. So really, you know, content is huge, but if you have massive catalogs when it comes to content, like 1,000 SKUs, 5,000 SKUs, you're thinking, where do I even start with something like that? What are your top SKUs driving your strategy and your overall, you know, business with sales? And you can't just look at the last 30 days. You got to look back at Prime Day 2023. Do you still have those products in stock? What does that look like today? So that's how you have to think of it from, you know, that foundation standpoint. In addition to that, you know, you got to start thinking about your promotions. You know, Amazon's wanting their deals and everything in by the first part of May for consideration. And even if you can't do 20, 30, 40% off, you need to be thinking about that strategy on top of your content, because Amazon customers expect at least 20, 25% off on Prime Day. You know, and there's multiple strategies we could dive into today if we have time on what that could look like. But those are two elements that help prepare you, or at least begin to prepare you for Prime Day. And I would just say the third one is your operations and your inventory. You know, Vendor Central, they start cutting their purchase orders beginning of May, middle of May. So if you're thinking about sending an inventory for FBA, a lot of the, you know, inventory from 1P is already sitting there. So now you're fighting for shelf space. So that's why it's really critical to start sending that inventory mid to late May, so it can get checked in, you get the space you want, and you don't got to pay extra for the space, which is an auction system now.
So. Yeah. I want to highlight those first two points, because you would think those would be, like you said, the foundation all year round. But the reason it comes up is even more so of a conversation around Prime Day is because of what we mentioned earlier, that Prime Day is now a consumer holiday. In the beginning, it was an Amazon event, right? It was synonymous to all of us within Amazon, to Amazon native brands, but consumers weren't as aware of it, which in my opinion meant we had less competition on the platform. It wasn't synonymous with 25% discounts, right? People weren't going there explicitly because they knew they were going to get the best deals of the year during Prime Day, and now they do, which means you have to be competitive. And I think that's a key call out here. You know, back in our days, eight years ago, you could run like minimal low bids. You could have one main image and you are still going to see a strong return and a decent conversion rate. Now, everyone's jumped on the opportunity of Amazon, which means just from a SERP perspective, it's highly, highly competitive. And from a deal perspective, everyone's fighting for that badging that says top deal, right? And Amazon's giving premium locations to people who are wearing or to brands that are having deals and discounts, right? They're giving you this placement at the top of the page that says best deals. And that's a really important call out because what it means is if you don't have a Prime Day strategy, if you're not running promotions or doing anything to make sure your content is better than everyone else on the page, you're sinking further and further down. So for the first time ever in the last 2 years, we've actually had brands come to us and be like, "We didn't see a lift." I'm like, "Well, you didn't run a deal." That's not normal. 5 years ago, there was so much additional traffic. There was a surplus of customers looking for products that even if you didn't heavily discount, you would still typically get traffic. Nowadays, that traffic is going to the deals, the discounts, and the highlighted badging, which is why it's so important to proactively plan for that. So I'm not worried about time. I know you have so much value to add. So let's hop into some of those promotional strategies that you've seen or that you recommended. How do you find profitability with promotions? Do you take the loss because you're going to have an organic rank increase or lifetime value? What does that look like?
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest promotional strategies that I've seen be very successful for a small brand to an enterprise brand is what I call like an evergreen promotion strategy. So that means, 1 to 3 weeks before Prime Day even gets here, you're having discounts. Either that be a coupon or, a price discount of 5 to 10% off. People are already starting to research. They're looking at Amazon. So even if you have a small discount and you capture that sale then, that's at a higher profit margin, obviously, than it would be on a Prime Day with 20 to 40% off. But when you get to a Prime Day, and Amazon's even confirmed in the last few years, the algorithm tends to favor those deals pages, those pages with coupons and price discounts that are, a pretty big discount on Prime Day. So, when it comes to that 48-hour time period, even if, oh my gosh, 20% off, 30% off, like those amounts seem very large to you, maybe you narrow that down on what SKUs are most profitable for you on Amazon and only isolate that. Like if it's on a variation page, as an example, do the 20% off on your most profitable variation. It still leads them to the page. They can choose the other options. That's how you have to think of it, especially if the customers, are expecting that. And then you have to think with Prime Day, the traffic just doesn't end on, at midnight on day two. That extends for another few days, up to 1 to 2 weeks, depending on the category, obviously. So when I see brands, do promotions post Prime Day for at least a week, and that ties back to my earlier point of it doesn't have to be 20%. It could be 5 or 10. And we've even seen, that increase in rank, leading up to Prime Day with a small discount, and you go on Prime Day, you increase even more, and then you maintain that post Prime Day by having a promotional period. Now, when we think of promotions, we're talking a lot about Amazon, and I would be remiss to say, that there's not other promotions going on in other marketplaces. So we have to consider, Target does their thing, Walmart does something that usually lasts, both of those usually last for longer than 2 days. But what you have to be thinking is, okay, even if Target, if you're on Target and you're promoting on there, for Prime Day specifically, the last thing you want to do is your deal to fall off or your item to get suppressed because of a price check on another platform. So you have to plan strategically, like if Target's doing 3 days before Prime Day, maybe that's when you do your promotion on that. You cut it off, you let Prime Day run, and you can reactivate Target after that. As an example, I've seen brands do that. That way, they don't run the risk of suppression. And my last point, or one of my last points, will be for this conversation with promotions in general, they give a beginning of May deadline for deals on Amazon. But what you have to consider is, unless you're a highly selling item or highly selling category, there may be issues when you submit a Prime Day deal for consideration that you have to work with your SaaS manager on, support team on, to make sure that happens. Because I personally have seen it where we get up day before Prime Day, everything was good, and now the deal's gone. And we're scrambling to work with escalation points and SaaS managers or vendor managers, say, what is going on? We need it active, even if it's day two. So that's why it's always important to keep monitoring that and catch something like that early. That's why I always recommend to my brands I've worked with, like, make sure everything's good a week before, have your SaaS manager double check their system 3 days before, double check it again. That way you don't run into those issues. But my big point is, you can't skip promotions on Prime Day. Most of the traffic goes there. And if you're just thinking, oh, I'm going to ride the wave, well, the competition's, 100 miles ahead of you and they just beat you. So it doesn't have to be big discounts, just thinking strategically on that. And it doesn't even have to just be deals. You can think of, oh, I just want to do a coupon or I want to do a price discount. That's okay too. Don't be afraid of that. You can do that within a few days before Prime Day. Get through all, the I's dotted and T's crossed. That way you at least have something on that.
100%. Something I want to highlight in bold letters is your price matching call out. Nobody wants to be on the phone with your vendor manager for the first 6 hours of Prime Day when you should be in ad console updating your budgets and updating your bids to make sure you're capturing traffic. Price matching, especially as we're seeing a lot more omni-channel work, is a big issue that brands, if you have messy distribution or if you're not paying attention to some of those timing issues, like you mentioned, you're going to be in the trenches on Prime Day. So that's in bold. I want to call out a few other things that you mentioned here. One, let's talk about the overall timing. On our end, from an agency perspective, the 8 to 9 days lead in, so the 8 to 9 days prior to Prime Day, historically, some of the worst conversion rates that we see across the board, like on the advertising side. And that's because, like you said, shoppers are window shopping. They're adding to cart. So I call that out. If you're solely focused on profitability, maybe you lower your bids on the advertising side and you don't worry about the lead-in period. But for the majority of mid-sized to large brands that are doing a great lead-in strategy, they're focusing on coupons and things like that. That's a great time to capture awareness and drive traffic. I personally am a cart builder. I know this has been a hot topic internally within the agency. Who checks out immediately? Who builds their cart? Like, I hate checking out 7 to 8 times a day. I will add things in my cart for, 4 to 5 days on end so I can get one box just for ease of conscience. Like, I'm not walking downstairs to my mailroom that many times a day. That's a me issue. But during Prime Day, you got to think customers are doing similar. They're building their cart and then waiting until all of those deals hit. So what this can do is this can spike your clicks, spike your page views the week leading up to Prime Day, but your sales may not follow. But do we want to turn off that traffic? No, because again, it's an awareness play. We want to make sure we're there when the customers are shopping. So that's why it's so important to start talking about this lead-in promotional strategy, talking about how we can drive traffic to our page because customers shop in a non-linear fashion. Now, the second point I want to call out that you also mentioned is you have to run some type of dealer discount almost across the board. Unless your product is synonymous with Prime Day shoppers and what they're typically buying, like you have to do something. And it's really important to call out because a lot of it has to do with that badging, right? Amazon's giving prioritization. And just from a click-through rate perspective, if a customer sees a bright red badge on the page, they're going to be a lot more likely to click through. So making sure you have something or another to highlight and to make sure you are standing out within search is incredibly important. Now, obviously, Better Media, what we do is primarily Amazon advertising. So I want to do a quick segue into just some of the Amazon advertising callouts and strategies. I want to pick your brain. What type of lead-in strategies have you ran across some of your larger, maybe enterprise brands who have a little bit more budget to play with and a little bit more wiggle room with their ROAS? Are there any cool things you've seen as a really successful lead-in strategy?
Yeah, I'll use 2023 as an example. Had a pretty large appliance brand last year, and they invested in the streaming TV as well as the video, not just the video builder in console, but the video service that Amazon offers. And so they did that, started the first part of May. They had their professionally shot video by end of May, and we launched it, a month leading into Prime Day. Now, what that did was it not only obviously increased ad traffic and even obviously ad sales, but we saw this huge effect on just they're on the Vendor Central side. So their Glance views shot up, 60 to 70% in June, more than it ever has in history. So my point being is what these large brands are doing, they're starting May 1st and maybe even April. They're going up that funnel, building up that momentum in the algorithm with, streaming TV, sponsored display, even sponsored brand ads, like really expanding their targeting. That way they're not doing it all at once, sacrificing profitability in any way. They've developed out what works well, what doesn't work well. And now we know right up to Prime Day what we're going to push, where we're going to push it, from targeting perspectives, from placement perspectives, keywords, things like that. Everything is already built. So my point is 60 days before Prime Day even happens, that's when you start going up the funnel with your testing from these large brands. And if you're not a large brand, you're like, we just have this certain budget, that's all we have. In my opinion, heading into Prime Day, most of the time, maybe pull back on the branded targeting a little bit. Start expanding your non-branded, even if that's just keywords, and just that way, because most customers on Prime Day, a lot of them are new. They don't know what the heck they're looking for. So they're doing a lot of non-branded searches when you have a minimal budget and figuring out what search terms work really well. And even a better media, I mean, we focus on, with the ranking type of campaigns, isolating those keywords, isolating those SKUs that drive your business. You want to, take your ASINs that have high sessions, high glance views, high conversion rate from an overall perspective. Push the heck out of those. Those are going to be your breadwinners when it comes to Prime Day. So, my big point, move up the funnel earlier. And that way you're not sacrificing too much profitability when you get right up to Prime Day. And that way you've tested absolutely everything you can, and you know what works well and what doesn't.
Absolutely. I think a mistake that I often see brands making when they start testing these ad types that are maybe a little bit outside of their comfort zone, right? We've been running sponsored products for 8 years. I remember the days of 26 CPCs at a 5% ACoS. Now that we're starting to move into maybe more traditional advertising types, more traditional marketing, we're talking about the funnel. I think a mistake I see people see or make is they'll run a streaming TV campaign and they'll expect it to have the exact same KPIs as their sponsored product ads. And that's just not the case because in reality, the funnel works together. And I think that's a really big use case going into Prime Day, right? You're running this awareness style marketing. You have a customer sitting on their couch at home watching TV and they get served an ad for appliances. They're like, I don't want an appliance right now, but hey, maybe in the future. Prime Day comes along and everyone's, if you're me, scrolling, 92 pages deep of deals, just looking for things to buy because I have so much FOMO. And you see that ad again and you realize, hey, I did actually need a new air fryer. I wasn't ready to buy it back then, but it's Prime Day, it's 20% off. We're going into the holidays. Let's go ahead and, add that to cart. And the reason that's important to call out is because when you're running all of these different ad types, you need to be looking at your budget utilization across all of them, but also you need to be looking at your performance metrics in a blended fashion. Up until the access of Amazon Marketing Cloud, we didn't have a lot of opportunity to really understand how something like streaming TV influenced your sponsored products. Amazon told us that they work together, but we're like, do they actually? I don't know. But we've seen multiple use cases. And last Prime Day for one of our supplement brands, we had a great example of when we pulled like our path to purchase, we could clearly see that when a customer was exposed to a sponsored TV ad first, their likelihood of conversion increased like exponentially because the sponsored TV ad educated them, taught them about our product, explained why it was better, why our price was higher, why our customer needed it. And then later on down the road, when the customer decided they're in market and they saw our sponsored product ad, they were already educated. So they saw our ad at the top of the page, they clicked on it, and our conversion for our sponsored product ad was that much higher because of that streaming TV or that sponsored TV ad that we ran prior that maybe had a terrible conversion rate and a terrible ROAS, because that's not the objective. So something that I've been pushing a lot is these blended budgets and being reactive, which is kind of funny. I was at an agency prior to this, and I remember one time being pulled aside and being told that I need to be more proactive with how I was managing Amazon ads. And nowadays, I just feel like it's almost impossible. Like everything we do is like last minute making adjustments to the market. Like, oh shoot, we're going viral on TikTok. Let's reallocate all of our media spend on Amazon. And it's a fun space to be in. But all of that to say, as we're looking at Prime Day, I think that's a really important factor is making sure we're being really fluid with how we're moving our budgets around. You know, if we're selling out at 9 a.m. in the morning, then maybe we pull from our retargeting budget. Maybe we put more into our awareness plays and making sure we're having those adjustments that actually help us hit our long-term goals. Because there's a lot to manage nowadays. I mean, just in this conversation alone, I think we've thrown out 7 different ad types without even giving granular strategies. So, all that to say, you need to be very strategic with how you're managing your Prime Day.
I would just add to that, creatives are really important too, especially when we're talking about sponsored brand ads, sponsored display, even streaming TV, because as an example, that video that I referenced even last year, we put it with a QR code on there. And if you're not going through Amazon's, video making service, if you're creating your own video and you're going to launch it on streaming TV, always do the QR code, because we even seen that, have a out of all the impressions that it gets, 50 to 60% of those clicked on the QR code. And you think about that, and you can apply that same type of mindset, not just with the QR code, but like the videos and sponsored brand ads. I mean, they take up so much real estate in the SERP that, you don't want to put a video up there that's 45, 60 seconds long, because you literally have less than 2 seconds to grab the attention of someone. And if you're like, well, I don't really have the budget to do this huge video production and professional commercial. We've even had people here at Better Media that have used the video builder that have seen really good results too. And that's just something to consider, since video has so much more weight in the algorithm sometimes, depending on search and the category and things like that. So I just would be, one to say, like, hey, creative is very, very important leading into Prime Day. And it's also important you can test it outside of advertising with, main image testing, A+ testing. That way, you have the best creative on the page, you have the best creative in ads to increase that conversion. So
100%. I mean, just the addition of custom images to our sponsored brand ads, they made a huge difference. Amazon released the stats that they saw an upwards of 200% increase in click-through rate with the addition of a custom image. On our end, I've tested multiple different formats where we saw close to a 500 to 600% increase in click-through rate when we went from a sponsor brand's just general landing page to a sponsored brands with a great custom image. And like you said, it's that visibility. You're taking up so much space on the page, so much traffic, so many eyeballs that are going to be viewing that. And then you start layering in some of the aspects of like, what does a good custom image look like? What does a good video look like? And native to the platform, I think, is a little bit different than when we're talking about off-platform traffic. But this is where, the fun buzzword of the year is AI. And, how can you incorporate AI to make your creative a lot more scalable? How do you create an incredible video? I think that's going to be a huge opportunity for brands that utilize it in the future. It may not be there yet, right? A lot of our enterprise brands aren't embracing AI from a legal and a marketing department brand guidelines standpoint, but we can assume that AI is going to increase exponentially and be really, really beneficial for helping brands be much quicker in their creative utilization, as well as much more scalable. I mean, I know that you're touching a few accounts that have, 5,000 SKUs. And when Christmas comes along or when we have a certain holiday, we have the opportunity to utilize AI to make creatives that are specific to that holiday. And we've never been able to do that by hand in such a quick turnaround until we had access to some of the AI tools that we do now.
I would just also add, when you're thinking about Amazon advertising, you have to, that coincides with if you're doing, big social push or big email campaigns from the D2C website, because if you're pushing it on other channels leading up to Prime Day, guess where the people are going to go first to see if you have a product on, for the most part. Like, they'll still, go to your website, but at the same time, it's been shown that that path to purchase, like looking at that, like they go to Amazon. Okay, is this brand on Amazon? Could I just get it here within, 48 hours? So that's another tactic that you need to keep in the back of your mind is, if you launch a huge email campaign or a big Instagram push, what are you doing on the Amazon advertising front to make sure your brand and your product is at the top of that page, especially if they're coming from a social ad or wherever they may be coming from? And then they may go back to the website and purchase too. But at the same time, if you are on Amazon and you're doing all your other marketing pushes and other channels, definitely make sure you're going to push it on Amazon during lead up to that time period, during the time period, and afterwards. That way, that top of mind for that customer is always on there as well, because that'll be something they'll be looking for heading to Prime Day and throughout the entire year. So.
Yeah. Two small call outs there. I don't think a lot of people realize that you can pretty much control any position in Amazon, so, primarily top of search, right? So internally at Better Media, we create campaigns that are specific for doing nothing but winning top of search for this reason. We have a lot of brands that invest in their external presence. Maybe they're running a really incredible influencer campaign with Patrick Mahomes, or maybe they're going viral off platform in one area or another. And then our brands come to us and they're saying, hey, we're going to have inflated branded search, or we're going to have inflated search for this specific term because we're running this crazy national media campaign. Will you make sure we're winning the number one placement for this keyword for 40% of the day? And we're able to turn that on immediately. And Prime Day was actually what we built the strategy for, because we had certain products that were running really heavy discounts on, and we wanted to make sure we were maximizing visibility. So I remember this one crazy use case where we created our top of search campaigns. We separate them out so that way we can continue to run profitability in our other keywords. But we create these, basically single keyword campaigns focusing on top of search. And we spent like $60,000 on one keyword in one day. But it's because our deal was so steep. It wasn't super steep, but it was competitive. And we had a 60% advertising conversion rate. Like, our product was a hot topic, high converting, great price for Prime Day, that we moved so many units because we focused on top of search and everyone clicked through because we had the best badging on the page and one of the best deals. And we were able to control that with that top of search placement. And the secondary effects were our organic rank increased from number 8 to number 3, and we maintain a strong organic placement. So even though the investment may have been a wash on Prime Day, we maintain that positioning for months afterwards because we continue to drive volume and a great conversion rate. The only other thing I wanted to call out, and I think this could probably be a good ending note or something to wrap up on, is you mentioned post Prime Day. And I think it's really important to call out because, again, historically, Prime Day was Prime Day, and then it was Prime Days, and now it's Prime Weeks. There's the extended window. And I think last year was the first year I saw the increase in conversion rate post Prime Day that I did. We've always seen a decent spike there on after, but last year, I can't remember what the exact actual number was. I should have pulled these metrics prior to this podcast. But the 3, 4, 5, the lead out period for Prime Day was exponentially stronger than the lead in, of course. And we were able to maintain click-through rates and conversion rates that were really, really high. And I think this is important to call out because there's so many other things you can do post Prime Day, whether it's promotions or a really good DSP strategy to influence that. What are your general recommendations with display in general?
Yeah, so when it comes to post Prime Day, when it comes to the advertising side of things, definitely try and keep that top of search there, because it's only a 48-hour period. So you have these customers that are like, okay, shoot, I missed Prime Day. I wonder what's still out there, what's at a deal. And that's why you have to keep, them top of mind. Or if they looked at your product on Prime Day, maybe they didn't buy it. But then you can retarget those individuals either through remarketing or, on sponsored display or even DSP. That way you're still targeting them. And in addition to that, now you have a 5-10% off. They may be like, oh, well, I missed it on Prime Day. There's still a deal. I still want to purchase it. That's at a pretty high margin for you. And it's even more important, once you get, 1 week past Prime Day, in case there's something in October, past few years have told us that there might be, you never know. So you have to start thinking, okay, what worked well from, content, promotions, advertising, already start game planning that. And even if there's nothing in October this year, you still have all your learnings from Prime Day that can be applied to like a Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or leading into the holidays. So that's how I usually think about post Prime Day. Take all your learnings from every aspect of the Amazon ecosystem, and then get ready. Like, as an example, I had a brand that sent in enough inventory for Prime Day. Then they were going to try, and do a promotion post Prime Day. They sold out by the middle of day two. So they missed out on everything post Prime Day. So, those are the little things or the little learnings that you can take and say, okay, how do I plan for maybe 20% more than what I need for Prime Day to last and sustain? Because if we think of Black Friday, Cyber Monday, shipping cutoff isn't until the middle of December. So you have almost 2 weeks then you got to plan for. So those are the little things that I like to think of when I think of post Prime Day, staying top of mind on your ads. The traffic will be there. I promise it'll be there for a few days or a week after. And then already start planning for late Q3 and Q4.
Amazing. Adam, you have provided a ton of value across a ton of different areas on today's podcast. We're going to be attaching again the downloadable checklist for just all of the high-level things to make sure that you guys are well prepared for Prime Day. And then I think Colby may kill me for announcing this on this podcast. I think we're going to try to roll in a Prime Day webinar at this point. So, Adam and I talked a lot about the high-level strategies that you need to make sure are in place. As we start looking at maybe some of the specifics around our top of search strategies, or what does retargeting with display look like? What are the differences between sponsored display DSP? What do you need to do with your bids and your budgets on Prime Day? We'll be looking at announcing a Prime Day webinar. I'll probably do an hour of lessons and webinar things and an hour of Q&As as always, so we can solve your actual business needs. But as always, Adam, thank you so much for hopping on and providing so much value. And thank you for everyone for listening. As you all know, our content drives 100% of our business. So every like, share, five-star review means the world. Hopefully everyone has an incredible Prime Day. And again, thank you all so much.